It's not that bad.
Lovely.
I was fooling with you.
Voice is better.
It's actually a lot better.
Yes.
Yay.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
And look at that sexy shirt.
You think my shirt is sexy?
Well, how many buttons are unbuttoned?
And who got him?
There you go.
And who got him that shirt?
Well, you know, I had someone unbutton them right before the show.
Oh. Yeah, but normally they do it from the top. Why were they unbuttoning from the bottom?
Because, Rob, I find that a little sexual activity before the show both relaxes and centers me.
Good for you.
It is Tuesday, May 13th, 2008. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Today, we welcome author and wine expert David Sokolin. David has written a book... Sokolin. I hope I've got the name pronounced. That is
the way
it's pronounced?
That's the way he said it on the phone.
Really? He's an author, and he's written a book about investing in wine.
Oh, very. Investing in
now,
wine.
Now, you might think that's a little she for this broadcast, and I might think the same thing, but anything alcohol-related, falls into my interest.
I say bring it.
We need to know,
you can be an alcoholic, and you can also make money out of it. I said, this is good stuff, so get this guy on the show.
But you wouldn't... I think the thing would be not to drink
yeah,
the wine.
Yeah, you'd have to not drink
to
it.
To really invest in it, to make the money.
Okay, party poopers. Well,
sorry.
I'll determine that after we talk to the author, who's the expert.
Okay.
Mr. Sokolin?
Also, indie racer. Sarah Fisher is on the show today.
Ooh.
And she's struggling, I think, to raise money for her, not NASCAR, but her IndyCar career.
Uh-huh.
But she will be racing in the Indy 500.
Wow.
And that's over like 220 miles an hour,
that's
which
hot.
Is about as scary
and,
as
yeah,
it gets. That is, that's extremely hot. I think so, Buzz. What was it?
Woman who drives that
car. That's hot.
That is hot.
And
very
not
hot.
Bad to look at.
And also today, we're going to have a little fun on something you might not think would be a fun subject. You know, we've had a lot of natural disasters around the world, and really I think that the flooding that we had in the Washington, D.C. area,
oh, man, it rained.
although severe in many cases, and I'm sure with people's homes it's been very severe, it really... as long as there are no deaths, kind of pales in comparison to some of the other earthquakes
and
volcanoes erupting and tornadoes. So, if you're depressed because you might be sloshing around in your basement today, if you live in the D.C. metro area and you've had flood trouble,
you're sloshing.
Your trouble could mean prizes as we play... How Wet Are You? That'll be coming up later on the show.
Look forward to that.
Turning a tragedy into a smile, Rob.
Exactly. That's what you do every day.
I've had a flooded basement. You ever have a flooded basement?
No, I don't believe I have.
You ever have a flooded basement?
All the time when I lived in McLean.
Yes,
it was horrible.
I've had a horrible. As a matter of fact, when I got divorced for the eighth time, and I had sold my house.
And your soul.
And my soul to the devil. No, you had to liquidate the house.
Yes.
Liquidate. Had the building inspection done the day before we got heavy rain, and apparently the prospective buyer came out to the house the day after, went down into the basement, and it was that same sound,
built-in swimming pool.
It was very frustrating, but it still ended up selling the house.
Hey, good for you.
Because that's what happens when you go through divorce, for those of you that might not understand this. Many times you have to kind of vaporize the assets.
Again with that.
Yes, you have to basically sell the house, the conjugal house.
Have you ever had it where you like looked at the ground and seen the water coming up through the concrete almost as if by magic?
No.
Bad.
Had it like that?
Yeah, it's like The Sorcerer's Apprentice. It is just horrifying. I used one of those wet dry vacs.
Oh, I've done that. I've been there with the pump and the whole thing.
And rolling up carpet, it's nasty business.
In Mike's case, the basement was actually filled with tears.
Yes, tears. Tears of another brother. Broken relationship. Dr. Drew, where are you? Incidentally, regular guest appearances by Dr. Drew.
It's time for another session.
I love Dr. Drew. You know why I love him? Because he's a doctor that you can actually reach. He's a doctor that can actually, come to the phone.
Yeah.
He's not a nurse practitioner. He's not somebody that decides that he can see you next Thursday. Mm-hmm. He's not somebody that, that gives his whole office staff between noon and 1:30 a fat ankle lunch break. I wish I could yell. I really do. That's the biggest frustration with my voice now. I
can't
scream.
Yeah.
And I scream a lot on this show, and I want to be able to scream. I'm so frustrated because I've really been trying to go see a little somebody. And then Rob told me today, Rob made me take a giant step backwards today when I was talking to him about my voice.
Wonderful.
Because he said the doctor he goes to, he's probably going to put you on Steroids.
Yeah, because he's a crazy witch doctor that wants to heal you.
I don't mean it that way. I know this is your doctor. I know, and you're very.
He's my guy.
It's your guy.
He's my
don't
guy.
Be defensive. I'm saying steroids. I've just been on steroids.
Yeah, but you're gonna get so ripped.
Yeah, I'm
going to
be so buff.
Remember when you were on
excited.
Steroids and your voice sounded great?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? And then I was off the steroids, and this is what resulted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think too many medications. I think that's what has something to do with
or
it.
Or not enough.
Exactly. Anyway, 877-365-3636. That is the number to call anywhere in the United States, mm-hmm. especially here in Washington, D.C. I feel that the Washington listeners have been somewhat neglected and somewhat bullied. If you will,
by the
Northern California market. I really just get that impression. I feel like they've been pushed out of the way. And are you all right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you look so sad.
Sometimes I look over you. Doctor's appointment.
What?
I can't get out of my head. You didn't get your doctor's appointment.
Now, see, you shouldn't take that on yourself. That should not be what you feel personally. You did everything you could.
I could.
To help me.
Yes.
You did everything you could to help me, and unfortunately, there are no medicine people around here that help. But see, when we've got the Sacramento listeners that are pushing our callers out of the way, not that I don't mind seeing Chico and Modesto and Wichita and seeing all that, but I would like more. You know, Fairfax and Montgomery County and PG County and Prince William County.
Why don't you invite Spokane to take the day off, too? Spokane calls an awful lot.
Spokane calls a lot, but it's just I really want to make sure that the people in this market, in Washington, D.C., the people in Upper Marlboro, very wet.
Yes.
Very wet in Upper Marlboro. Very, very heavy rain up there and lots of flooding up there. Mm-hmm. Those are the people. And these are the people that I'm going to rely upon for Hog Heaven Biker Friday.
Of course.
And yesterday, I really was ready to talk to my Washington, D.C. listeners.
Your homies.
To say, hey, you know, how we doing? How we doing with this biker thing? Uh-huh. You're going to come out, you know, in big numbers. I want this to be a big deal.
How many people do you want there?
I want hundreds. I want roaring motorcycles.
Right.
And when I say I want hundreds, that means I hope I get tens. That's what I'm looking for.
Of course.
But I want the sound of the hogs. See? There we go.
Look at that.
Right
there. All I had to do was talk about, you know, getting more Washington calls on, and that's why. Bill from Northern California. Hi, Bill. Bill.
Now you frightened him.
He hung up.
Will you entertain a biking question?
Yes, I will take all biking questions, and I want the Washington, D.C. listeners to let me know if this, because I'm a little paranoid about Biker Friday already.
I got an email.
Even though it's 2 weeks... I know it's 2 weeks away.
It's less than 2 weeks.
It's less than two weeks away.
It's not this Friday.
Why did you laugh at that then? Was that your joy at my misery?
No.
Was that your joy?
No.
Was that because it was a negative thought and you immediately went.
No, I wanted to do well,
sir,
too.
Getting another fight, Mike.
Yes,
what?
She does.
What is it?
No, I mean, I think it's going to be great.
Why did you chuckle?
I didn't chuckle.
Yes, you did. You chuckled just a little bit. Just a very little bit.
Not at all.
Chuckling will not be tolerated.
I'm going to jump in here now.
I want to hear his biker question.
I got an email from a listener who drives a moped, and he wants to know if he brings his moped down, will he be mocked, called a stain, and will you throw things at him?
Yes.
Okay, I'll tell him to pick another time to
mopeds need not apply. I'm sorry. This is
that's all right. Well, you know what? I'm glad
I accepted scooters yesterday.
Yeah.
I regret that decision.
You
that's,
regret
and
it?
That's, yes, I regret.
Will you rescind it?
I don't want to rescind it, but I think accepting scooters was bad judgment.
Can't put
but
to,
I need feedback from bikers. I need
but
you brought it up.
A moped?
You brought it up.
Well, on the card that I created for you.
All right, Hog Heaven 2008. That is a week from this Friday, May 23rd.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Is this really your wife? Hold on a second, Buzz. Let's go to Marsha Elston. Hello, Marsha.
Apparently it's not.
This is Marsha.
Is this Marsha?
No, this is not my wife, but this may be someone named Marsha.
It says Marsha Elston.
Oh, well, it's,
no,
it's not.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's
not yet.
Did you lie? Where are you calling from, Marsha?
I am calling from Berryville, Virginia.
Berryville, Virginia. Okay, I will accept the call. How are you, Marsha?
I'm great. I just want a bone to pick with you.
Yes, pick away at my bone.
He wants a bone.
Okay, the office workers in a doctor's office.
Oh.
The reason why.
Oh,
they
here
get
we go.
Out
why? Yeah, because they're because they're not normal.
No, because that's the only time we have to catch up.
Oh, you know what?
Paperwork.
You know what I do? You know where I have my lunch? I have my lunch in my office every day.
While you're working.
While I'm working. Am I right, Beth Ann?
He's absolutely right.
What do you have to stop down and, like, you can't say, excuse me, your urine sample's ready while you're eating your sandwich? You can't do that?
I have to do that. I don't have time to do anything else.
Well, then why is the entire office shut down?
It's shut down because you can't do anything when there's 8 million phone calls, and you have to be great for customers because they're our business.
Customers? Right.
Customers?
Patients.
They are.
Thank you.
Patients.
Come on, Rob, help me
you
out.
You are in the healthcare industry. You know what you need to do? You need to go hungry. Tell me about it. Why aren't you over here helping me? Here I am, morbidly obese, one foot in the grave, and you know why I can't have any help from the medical community? Because you're off doing your paperwork, and you know what the paperwork is? Unwrapping the paper from Reese's Cups and double-thick deli sandwiches that you have trucked in on a flipping hand cart because you have been hungry since the Truman administration.
There it is, Rob. Thank you. Very nice. Wow.
Can't you care?
Rob definitely needs to see a psychiatrist.
What kind of hold on. What kind of doctor do you work for?
Fat doctor.
I work for a family practice.
You work for a family practice, and you called your patients customers.
Well, they are.
No, they're not customers,
yes,
ass. They are not. What are you doing? What do
don't
you
call me ass?
You are an ass. What do you do in the doctor's office?
You know what?
What do you do in the doctor's office, Marcia?
I manage the doctor's office.
And you call your patients customers. You,
yes,
my dear, are what's wrong with the medical community.
Well, you're wrong. We have
no.
a great office and a great practice.
No, you think, you know what? You know what you do? Yeah. I bet you've got a great relationship with your doctors who are probably sleeping with all you guys.
Oh,
and you probably got,
oh my God,
you've got,
I'm
you've got
a grandmother.
And you get, yeah, well,
yeah.
She, well, then they passed you by. He's moved on to the younger, more attractive
well, good
people.
For him.
That's exactly what he's done because the fact of the matter is it should not be customers, it should be patients. And you know what? You probably have a great relationship with all the people you work with and you giggle and you laugh and you eat Hershey's Kisses. And then when the patient comes in, you sit there and you probably just turn them off because they're not patients to you, Marcia. They're customers.
When you go home and put your head on your hand-knitted lace pillow, still
are
wet from the guilt
fun?
Of last night's tears.
They Marcia,
are.
How long have you been married to Buzz?
Oh, my God, I don't know. But let me tell you something, Beth Ann.
Yes,
you
Marcia.
Are a breath of fresh air.
Here it comes, divide and conquer.
Uh-oh.
Well, you're being a little hard on her.
She called people customers.
I
think
know.
We just
sick babies.
Welcome to Argument Tuesday.
You know that, Mike, what she does to sick babies?
They're customers.
They're customers.
They're customers. The 2-year-old coming in with chicken pox is a customer.
She didn't mean
you have
like
to
that.
Pay before
she
it.
Didn't mean it.
She
like
did.
That.
You know
no,
what?
She didn't.
Well, I guess you know what? I guess
you've
got. I guess you've got. More,
well.
You've got more you're experience. You've got more experience working as a receptionist than either Rob or myself.
Oh, and now you're trying to hurt me?
She has more experience as a physician.
Never no. speak to my
physician
wife that way again.
Hold on, everyone. Shut up for a second. We're getting calls from D.C. Hello, Russ in D.C. Hello, Russ.
On?
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm a bit fearful to talk, though, after listening to that.
Sure. Well, I mean, do you understand where we're coming from
of
with
course.
That lady?
Of course I do.
I mean,
of
she called patients customers.
I understand that completely.
What can we do for you, Russ?
I was just calling in because you're looking for some D.C. support.
Well, now, I'm not really looking specifically for D.C. support. I'm looking for D.C. bikers.
Exactly.
Are you a biker?
I'm not a biker. I like to dress my wife up like one, though.
bring her by.
Yeah. Okay. Is your wife named Marcia?
You know, I don't think we've made that clear that you can come by, even if you don't have a motorcycle, you can come by
for the spectacle.
For the spectacle of it.
That's right.
It's going
right
to be a
on.
Wonderful spectacle. You're going to enjoy yourself. You're going to have a fabulous time.
Hundreds of people.
Spectacular.
Let's go to Floyd.
Ooh.
Floyd from Alexandria. Floyd, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show with Rob and Buzz and Beth Ann.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
It's another customer, Mike.
Hello, Floyd.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. Have you been to the doctor's office recently where you were treated like a customer?
No, I have not.
A client?
Yes. What can we do for you, Floyd?
Nothing. Just I'll be out there on Friday with my bike.
What kind of bike you got, Floyd?
I have a Tomos LX.
What is that? Is that a crotch rocket?
No, it's a 49cc moped.
Oh, it's a moped.
Well, we'll be throwing you out, Floyd.
It sounds like it runs on Darvocet.
You're the one that said anything
Beth Ann, I think that I've accepted scooters.
Scooters, the lowest on
no,
the...
No, moped below scooter.
How do you differentiate between scooters and mopeds? Aren't they the same thing?
No, they're not.
A moped involves pedaling.
Right. Thank you, Rob Spiewak.
Rob Spiewak.
You know what?
You stay.
You're helping me today.
So it counts
this
if
will
you're
stop.
Pedaling.
You're helping me today.
The He's other showing, two are not.
No, the other two are. The
That's
others.
Right.
You know what we've done? We formed an alliance. It's like a reality show.
Oh, here's a call that I didn't decide to take. Joe from Manassas says BA was a bitch to me.
Oh, no.
Hello, Joe. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
She wasn't a bitch to you, but to me.
Oh, no.
How did that work? I can't see. You know, I have fun, and I love Beth Ann. I really do. I love having her around. Hold on, Joe. Shut up for a second. I love Beth Ann. Love having her on the show. I just can't imagine that she would be a bitch to anyone.
Was she actually answering phones during the Big O and Duke show today?
Were you answering phones during the Big O and Duke show?
No, I wasn't.
The answer is no.
He did. All I heard was yeah. But actually, I dialed the wrong number. I dialed your station. Maybe my fault. I dialed maybe a different number.
What, you called another station by accident?
No, not yours. Not another station. The same number, but not their number. I dialed the radio station.
I'm confused.
No, don't be confused, Mike. I dialed...
Be not confused. This guy's confused.
7. I didn't dial their so-called number, because your junkie's got one, you got one. And
everybody, every show has a different phone number, right? Yes.
Yeah, and I apologize. And maybe I got her desk or whatever.
Would you like, she's right here now, would you like to apologize to her personally?
No, I don't want to apologize to her. She needs to apologize.
I didn't talk to you,
wait,
Joe.
She didn't talk to you.
She's not the only woman who works here at the radio station.
There are tons of women that work here at the radio station.
Literally.
She's not the one that talked to you.
Rude. Very rude.
But Beth Ann was not the one that...
Joe.
I can tell you're from Manassas. I can tell you're from Manassas. She was not the one that was rude to you.
Manassas originally.
Yeah, well, you sound like you belong there now. Hey, Joe, let me tell you right now, why don't you apologize to Beth Ann, all right? Obviously, he doesn't want to talk. Good man. All right, let's go to Eric in Dumfries.
I bet it was Colette that was rude to him. Don't you think?
Hey, Mike. That's my lady, Colette.
But I love when she's rude.
She couldn't be rude to anybody.
Surely.
Hello, Eric. What can we do for you?
I am a biker. I don't have a moped. I own a Harley, and I'm going to be there on Friday.
That's great.
Thank you.
Kevin. Right.
Fantastic. Yes, sir.
You actually inspired me to get a bike after I heard about your Rolling Thunder story.
Let me tell you exactly what's going on, Eric. On May 23rd, it's this coming Friday, May 23rd.
No.
Not this coming Friday, but Friday.
A week from this Friday.
Mm-hmm. You will be able to feast on a barbecue spread, pork ribs, and fixins from Just In Time Catering. We are looking, and I hate doing this because we're going to get a lot of phone calls. Do you want them to call? They can't call like the request line, right?
Just email me.
Email if you are interested in providing music.
That would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Might have a little band. We're looking kind of Southern classic rock. You want that kind of biker music.
Sort of a Marshall Tucker feel.
You can email Beth Ann. That's BETHANN at WJFKFM.com. That's where you send that. If you have a band and you're interested in coming down and playing from 3 to 7 on Friday, May 23rd, we will have demonstrations from Motorcycle Riding Concepts. These guys are the finest motorcycle riders you will see.
That's cool.
They teach people how to ride, but they also do demonstrations where they do things with motorcycles that are amazing.
There's the spectacle.
And
exactly. For those of you who doubted it, explained it.
You had the tiniest little mocking tone.
No.
Just a little bit.
No, they're going to put on a great show. You were talking about spectacle.
He will never accept you or I.
Oh,
stop
it. And whatever you ride, as long as it has two wheels, except for mopeds, join us. And we'll have prizes for Scariest Biker, King of Queens, and Best in Show.
Excellent.
And,
that's a new one.
We will be adding more things as we go on. We are looking for big-time prizes for that day.
Come out and win a ribbon.
What's the deal with the other Harley dealership?
Well, you hear me talking to people, don't you?
Yeah. Who is the slacker you were talking to about that today?
Nothing confirmed yet.
Why? Because she was too busy?
No, I think everybody was in meetings on both sides.
Look at these calls from our backyard. I'm so gratified.
I thought you would be.
Let's go to Kim.
They really love you, Mike.
Kim in Burke. Kim in Burke, Virginia. You're on the Mike O'Mara show.
Tell him you love him.
Please. I love you, Mike.
Now you're on my S list.
What?
Shut
with
up,
that
Rob.
One sentence.
Kim in Burke, Virginia. Hello, you're on the show.
Love
Hi,
you.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, Kim. How are you? I'm sorry, my voice is still toast.
I am fine, but I take issue with that lady in Berryville.
Good.
I sat in the doctor's office today for 2 hours with no more than 5 other patients there, so I got to actually watch them take 40 minutes to pick their deli sandwiches, and by the time I finally got out of there, there wasn't a soul in there but me, and they were all sitting around the conference table, not a paper being pushed, eating their lunch.
Beth Ann is standing squarely behind the people that call patients customers. Why do you have to?
Because.
Are you defending the medical system in this country? And saying it works so beautifully.
Anybody who does any type of customer service.
I'm defending my wife's office and the way they conduct.
Well, you know what?
I'm going to say
your wife's office is fantastic.
Does not every office mate.
Right. Exactly. Good point.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm glad you two agree. Why don't you go out and just get white coats?
I hope Kim feels better.
Why don't you get a stethoscope? Why don't you put in some scrubs?
And play doctor?
Go by the mall.
How about a reflector around their head?
Let's go to Ken in Cockeysville, Maryland. Hello, Ken. How are you?
In Cockeysville?
Well, that's what it said.
Rockville.
All
right, brother.
Oh, okay. Joe,
hey, two
sometimes he does,
sometimes
he doesn't.
Misses. Uh-huh. Because actually, I was saying Cockeysville, and He left out the Easeville.
Uh-huh.
Right.
That works.
How are you, Ken?
I'm wonderful. You guys are great. I got two things for you on your hog thing.
Yes, Hogfest 2008, Biker Friday. We're really excited. May 23rd, 3 to 7. Be here.
What?
I'm going to bring at least five people, but I might bring the rest of my group. But Hog is for Harley only group.
Yeah. Hold on.
Harley owners group.
Beth Ann was telling me that I keep calling it Hogfest.
And
it's Hog Heaven. So I'm here to say it officially is not Hog Heaven anymore.
You know what the difference between a Harley and a Hoover is?
What's the difference between a Harley and a Hoover?
You can put two dirt bags on a Harley.
There you go. You going to be there? What kind? You got a Harley?
No, I got a Gixxer. Gixxer 1000.
Is that a crotch rocket?
Yeah, I'm sitting on it right now.
You going to bring it down here on the 23rd?
I'm going to do a wheelie for you.
There you go, baby. All right, looking forward to it. Let's go to Dennis in Maryland. Joe. Joe, it ain't working today. The names of towns, I can't. From La Plata.
Where?
Dennis from La Plata, Suck, Maryland.
That doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't. I know it's La Plata. Yeah. He's trying to be funny, but I'm having trouble reading it. Go ahead, Dennis. What can we do for
you? I love
you
too, Mike.
I didn't have anything to do with it. I swear to God. Are you going to come down for our big show on the 23rd?
Yes, I will.
Very good. What kind of bike you got?
I have an 08 Ultra Classic Anniversary Edition.
Yeah, baby. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now.
Does it have a sidecar?
No.
That's what I would really love to see.
Oh,
you know what?
Be cute.
If you ask, you shall receive. If you want somebody to bring down a bike with a sidecar, I'm sure we'll get somebody to bring down a bike with a sidecar.
That would be awesome, although I doubt I could fit.
And Buzz, are we gonna rally some of those Buzz babes that have been contacting you and try to get them down?
I certainly hope so.
No, wrong answer.
Here it comes.
The answer is yes, Mike. I've got a lot of people. Now, I certainly will. I really haven't planned that. No, you are gonna get the bike, and he looks at you.
Yes.
Don't even look at him when he does that. Just create the illusion, Buzz.
All right. Yes, yes. Tons of entries I've been pouring over.
There you go. Very good. Looking forward to it. Chris from
I wish this was TV.
Chris from Fartonsburg.
That's getting better.
Yeah, how you doing, Mike?
How are you, Chris?
Not bad, man. I'll be out there for the bike night as well.
What do you got? What are you going to be
bike
riding?
Bike night.
Bike night's fine.
I got a Honda VTX.
Okay, very good. Looking forward to seeing
it's a
you.
Rice.
It's a great bike to ride around the Harleys and pick up all the parts.
Okay. Don't you think?
Looking forward to meeting you, Chris. It's going to be a good time.
I'm not built in America.
Brian from Spotucky, Washington. You have a bike, but you could not possibly drive here in that amount of time, could you?
No, but I'm sitting on it right now. You want to hear me start it?
Yeah, let's get a little preview of Biker Friday. Go fire her up.
That'd be nice.
All right, let me fire it up. Hold on. Right,
fire that sucker up.
Okay.
Fire that sucker up.
What kind of bike?
Not funny. That's Spokane. That's that city.
I told you to take them.
You're starting to flip on Spokane, aren't you?
I just want them to take a day off.
Let's
maybe go to the doctors.
James in Virginia. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, James.
Hey, how you doing, man?
We're doing great. We're one big happy family.
Yeah,
that thing keeps changing the name of our event on the 23rd. It's driving me out of my mind. And Buzz has done nothing to get any Buzz babes.
That's what are you trying to get? Hog Heaven out?
What?
You're trying to get Hog Heaven out?
She wants to call it Hog Heaven. I call it Biker Friday, and then I occasionally refer to
Friday.
It.
Biker Friday sounds better because you got a lot of guys calling with Gixxers and Kawasaki's and stuff like that. Me, I love you. So, which my dad makes fun of me. My dad and my uncle Timmy are longtime Harley fans.
All right.
Longtime Harley family.
You gonna bring him down?
We're probably going to come about. I'd say.
Well, excuse me, James. I didn't ask you like the equation
or the time
of rocket science. Are you coming to the event?
Yes, but we're coming.
Thank
about.
You, God, jeez.
It was McBrittian, wasn't it?
It was a McBrittian. Well, I don't. That was like asking Buzz about the Buzz Babes. Are you coming down? Well, I think that I've got a big thing going on.
My grandfather drove a Harley, and
let's go to Jamie in Manassas, Virginia. Hi, Jamie. How are you?
What's going on, guys?
How's it going, man? Are you coming down to Biker Friday?
Biker Friday. I will be there, sir.
Very good. Looking forward to it. What do you ride there, Jamie?
I ride a Harley made mule.
Oh, yeah. That's a fast bike. That's
like, is that like a speed bike, not like yours?
It's a Harley, but it's a very fast Harley. It's a sport bike.
Yours is built for comfort, I know.
Yes, that's why I have a Barca Lounger on the back of mine.
I don't mean it that way.
I'm very, very excited. We look forward to seeing you. Is there anything else we can do for you, Jamie?
No, thanks for having me down, guys.
All right, man, it's going to be a big day. Once again, May 23rd, that's a week from this coming Friday. Barbecue, we're going to have music, we're going to have demonstrations for motorcycle riding concepts, and whatever you ride, except for mopeds, please join us for Hog Biker Fest Heaven. 2008.
With Bike
O'Mara. Friday of Bikes.
Now, why are you doing that? Why are you making it even more confusing?
I don't know. Because it's been confusing from the beginning.
It really hasn't.
Pretty
Why has it been confusing from the beginning?
It hasn't. It has been clear, crystal clear.
Why are you mocking me now?
I'm not mocking you.
You are. You just said it's been clear and you said it in a mocking way.
I didn't say it in a mocking
you know when
way.
It got, you know when it got problematic? I think I got on here and I said I want to do Biker Friday. Or I might have said that to you in... But you had to put 2008 on.
That's where it began.
You blame
and
the numbers.
You're angry about the year.
No, I'm really not.
You're not.
No, I'm not at all. But I think Biker Friday has a beautiful roll off the tongue mm-hmm. kind of ring to it. You
it's
know?
Your event. Let's
well, we're combining
call it Biker
the two.
Friday.
We're combining the two. But I don't see anything on the card that said Biker Friday. It was Beth Ann's idea. Right here.
Same. Wow, she did write that.
Beth Ann's idea.
All in caps.
Right here. Yeah.
Beth Ann 2008.
It's very, very exciting. All right, getting back to the whole doctor issue. And,
yeah.
Buzz,
yes.
I think the it's like anything else.
Exactly.
When you're painting with broad strokes,
that's right.
strokes you do a lot of women and men a disservice.
Yes.
And the fact of the matter is there are lots of fine offices.
Of course.
I think the one that your wife works in is a crackerjack office of caring professionals.
I agree.
High praise.
That really care about their patients. They would
yes.
never call them customers.
No.
And then you get a lady like that that absolute C
from
that called in before.
Awesome. She was awesome. I loved her.
She was not awesome.
She didn't mean
she was
anything
cruel.
By it.
She was heartless, and she treated people like they were meat. She was a very evil, bad woman. You
and
know
I wouldn't
that.
Advise standing between her and her lunch.
Yes, because that's her most important time of the
that's
day.
That's what it's all about.
When she can hang around and eat her Twinkies. That's what means something to
the
her.
The first part of her day
it's the only
is,
downtime they have all day.
First part of the day is planning for lunch. Then there's lunch. Then there's thinking about lunch. And then there's going home.
Let's go to James. James, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
I'm all right.
What can we do for you, James?
Easy. I just got burned by Mike, and I just want to talk to him for a second.
What's that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Let's go to Ryan in Sacramento. That was the other guy that I hung up on before. Ryan, just listen. You'll pick right up on
we'll
it.
Put it together.
Those are people that we've just had on the show just
I
a moment
see.
Ago. If you listen, both of you, Buzz uh-huh. and Beth Ann, if you uh-huh. pay attention, you'll actually yeah. know the callers that we've had on the show.
I love the show.
Thank you very much.
Totally.
Ryan
attention.
From Sacramento, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How
back
you doing?
Back in his good graces.
Yeah, you
and
had a
I'm
question.
So happy. I'm so happy about that. But I want to ask Buzzy a question. Buzzy, are
go
you
right
all
ahead,
ready
Ryan.
For me?
Am I doing what?
Are you all ready for my question, Buzzy?
I think I'm ready for your question, sir.
Buzzy, I did real well when I got on MySpace, and I'm wondering, forgive me, I think I went to the restroom or something. I hope you didn't already go over this, but how's the MySpace, buddy? Come on.
I don't know. I understand we have people
he's
working.
He's looking at me again.
I understand.
He does.
Buzz, if
he
you
does.
Want a freaking MySpace page, you're going to have to do it yourself. Mama can't do everything.
No, I wasn't asking you to do it.
Oh, thank God. When he looks
now he's
over
going,
at me.
Hold on. He's going into his satchel.
I'm going
he's
for the
looking
dark
for
glasses
a gun.
So nobody can see where I'm looking.
Buzzy, I'm telling you, already you're a ladies' man with MySpace. I'm telling you, you're going to like... You will grow antibodies and you'll be immune to new diseases you never thought possible.
So you're saying
you.
That
I look forward to that.
You're saying if Buzz has a MySpace presence that the Buzz Babes will be falling out of the sky.
Absolutely. 18 years old and over, Buzz. That's, I'm telling you, it's going to be ridiculous.
That's the plan. Actually, 21 and over, but that's the plan.
Well, Buzzy, you got to get me
I'm
on
telling.
There, 'cause I'm already buddies with Joe, and nobody else has one, so I'm counting on you, buddy.
Hey, Joe, come on in here for a second.
Hang in there. It's coming soon.
All right, Ryan, thanks for the call. We'll talk
thank
about
you.
This right now. The whole MySpace idea was, I think, that was actually suggested by someone
by
about
CK.
Getting the mm-hmm. Buzz Babes. Mm-hmm. Joe, you've got a presence on MySpace, right? Do you think you could in any way assist Mr. Burbank in getting a presence that would also, I know what some of Buzz's concerns are, protecting his privacy to a certain extent.
Well, of course, but I want the page to look nice. I don't want to just slap up any old page. I want it to look nice, and I don't have the resources to do that.
I can get you started.
That's good.
And then, you know, there's a number of people around the station. That
CK told me he knows somebody who's very good at designing those pages.
I would be very curious that if we got a presence for Buzz on MySpace, I think that would generate what we've been looking for mm-hmm. for Buzz, are the
exactly.
you know the plethora, the bevy of Buzz Babes,
and an outlet as well.
An
exactly.
An outlet.
How many Buzz Babes does he want?
Well, it's you have to ask him. Why are you looking at me?
How many Buzz Babes do you want, Buzz?
We thought it wise. I thought it wise
eight?
To have
seven,
about.
Eight?
I was
what
thinking,
is the problem with personal 75. Responsibility on this broadcast?
I was thinking.
Don't ask me.
Seriously, she looks at me and says, "How many do we want?" And I said. Well, they're
it's
Buzz
your
Babes.
Show,
then he looks. He
but
looks
the Buzz
over.
Buzz Babes are part of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes, they are. And
under
I,
the O'Mara umbrella.
Yeah, this
about
is true.
69,
baby.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. Buzz, what would you be comfortable as far as a number? Say we're going out to an event like we went to this past weekend.
I thought five would be a good number.
So
five was the number that I chose. That'll be our final cut. But obviously, we want alternates. We want lots of people to apply.
And it can be a rotating cast, right?
I must tell you that five, you've already made it an exclusive club. So that is a very exclusive. And you you will be doing the interviews?
Well, of course. I'll get involved in the interview process at some point.
And the skills test?
What point
well,
would that
goes without saying.
You know, we have all the thing about the Buzz Babes on the website.
Yeah, all you have to do is go to WJFK.com and click on me.
Well, how's that working?
Well, you haven't talked about it yet.
I have talked about... Oh,
it just
blame
yesterday.
Me.
It just
went up yesterday.
But no, we talked about it last week. I want a MySpace.
But it wasn't available.
I want... You know what? Get me five.
You what?
Today. Or you're all fired. There you go.
Quality, not important.
That's it. Not important. I don't care if they're 500 pounds. No, Buzz is going to actually get a MySpace page, and I think that is really how it works. You wouldn't know this. This is men looking for women.
I have a MySpace page.
But this is not, you know, and how's that working for you?
Let's go to
Marty.
Job.
I have a MySpace page, but I don't care for it.
Marty in D.C., you're
Marty.
On the show. Hi, Marty.
Good afternoon, Mr. O'Mara.
How you doing? I'm just having another morning of... another afternoon, I should say, of Beth Ann saying she has to do it all herself.
Well,
because I'm really here just really doing nothing. I'm knitting. I'm doing needlepoint right now. Hi, Marty. What can we do for you? What?
When the weight of the world is on your shoulders like that.
I understand.
Know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. She's so pretty and so put upon. What can we do for you, Marty?
I was wondering, did Big O or Chad Dukes unbutton your shirt this afternoon?
Stop that. Now, look, you've tapped into something that I don't want anybody to know about. The fact that I am attracted to them and they me.
I love when you three of you share a plate of spaghetti and it's like Lady and the Tramp.
We's pals. Let's go to James in Woodbridge. James, you're on the big show. How are you, James?
I'm all right.
What can we do for you?
Mike, you burn me. You burn me pretty bad.
Are you the same guy that's called three times? That's a shame that we didn't get a chance to chat with you.
Why do you keep burning him?
I have no idea.
You don't even smoke that much.
Let's go to James' brother now that has some bone to pick with me now. I have no idea.
I can't imagine.
Says James' brother, he's mad at me. I'm not sure. Hi, James' brother. How are you?
Hey, Mike?
Yes, James' brother.
No, this ain't James' brother. This is Tom Gavin.
Oh, hello, Tom.
How are you?
How you guys doing? I'm gonna tell you all about MySpace.
Now talk to Buzz because he wants to, and you're the man to teach him.
It sounds like Tom is having a good day.
Yes, Tom's having a very good day.
I need the help.
Very good.
What's your advice, Tom?
Okay. Who set my MySpace page up? John Stevens, the webmaster.
Okay, I'm sorry, Tom. Tom always gives somebody's name. I know. I know, and I'm so cruel to him, like I was to the nurses.
Marcia.
But if you want to see Tom's page, just go to mysptlx.com.
You know what? If this was Survivor, you and I would have formed an alliance today, Rob.
Yes, you would have. And Buzz and I would have voted your asses off.
That's right.
That's how Survivor works.
Nate and Molesto, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Nate? We got a break pretty soon. How are you, Nate?
Good. I was just calling because you were looking for Buzz Babes.
Yes.
Hey, Carla's young enough. She could be one.
Yeah, but I mean, that's like, that's the same thing when you're giving away a prize. You know, families of employees are not eligible.
Sort of incestual.
I really don't want Carla involving herself with Mr. Burbank in that particular way because I know how the audition process is going to go.
But you wouldn't discourage other men?
No.
Volunteering their wives and girlfriends?
Not one little bit.
All right.
I don't think marriage or, you know, a committed relationship should be an obstacle to becoming a Buzz Babe.
Good for you. That's an enlightened view.
It will actually strengthen your relationship.
Yes,
how about that?
Will. Yes, it will. I'm excited.
I promise you.
All right.
I promise you.
We promise you.
We promise you. Let's get Buzz. Beth Ann, I do look at you because you do have to do it all. You understand
yes.
that. Let's get him a presence on MySpace. Look at the poor man.
Talk to Seek.
I mean, this is not what... He's Buzz.
Okay.
He prepares news and he...
He
know,
points, he clicks.
He goes to those commune places on the weekend with his friends.
Oh, the apps
He's not
the bar.
Supposed to toil away with that. You're using the name to generate some heat, and Joe will help you with it.
Okay.
And maybe somebody else. I mean, is that all right?
Yeah.
Do you mind?
Not at all.
You're not going to like say, oh, there I am doing it all again.
No.
You're not going to say that?
Delegate. Farm it out.
Give it to Maddie.
You sure?
I can do it.
All right.
You're listening to the radio.
Wow. What do I do with her?
I don't know.
Really, what
love
do I do?
Me. Love her.
I'm sitting here with no voice at all. I'm just getting silent and a plaintive stare. All right.
Mike O'Mara podcast on iTunes.
Yeah, is that
new?
See, that's what she, there's her agenda.
Notable.
Okay, well, go ahead. Give it to us again.
New and Notable. They have like a little section called New and Notable.
Oh.
And you're on there.
Featured.
And it's, you're number 31.
Still number 31.
What was number 39? It went up.
We're top 30-ish.
Oh, that's good. We'll say that's very good. That was a positive from Beth Amicra.
Thank you.
Our very first buzz of the day. We will talk more about Hogfest, Buzz Babes, lots of fun coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Mike. They love you.
We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.